You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 140. Hi, happy Monday. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be back here with you today. I am also doing another video recording. I don't think the video worked last week's, but if you are watching on the video, hi, nice to meet you. And if you're listening to a podcast, thanks for coming back. Again, I hope the audio is better. I have my pillow here to kind of help with sound. And I'm really excited to talk about today's topic. Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised, or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Something that I see consistently with estheticians is that estheticians tend to be working all the time. And I know this is not a esthetician only thing. This is, tends to be a small business owner thing. And I know that because it's like a thing about small business owners is like you work all the time, like that's just having a small business, it kind of becomes just accepted, like that's just what you sign up for, right? If you decide to own your own esthetician business, that means you are going to be working all the time. Like if you're a plumber, small business, or a contractor, or a realtor, or any other, you know, if you work for yourself, you have a small business, like that is just the expectation of our society, of our culture, just kind of how we think small businesses run. But I have to tell you, I know for a fact, because I've seen it myself and with other esthetician clients and just estheticians that I just know, you work all the time, you are going to get burned out, you are going to want to quit your business. You're going to resent your clients, you are going to start hating your business. And like, why are you in business if you hate it so much, right? Like it basically does the opposite of what we were hoping for, which was having a business that's making money and a business that you really love and enjoy. And of course, like not everything in your business you're going to always love, but most of the things about your business, I hope my goal for you would be that you like. So we feel like we have to work all the time, always responding to clients' calls or messages or whatever, so that we are professional, so that we are taking care of our clients, so that clients don't end up leaving us to go to someone else. And especially when you're a new esthetician business owner and you have your few clients that you're just so excited for and you just can't believe like you have a business, you just kind of like fawn all over them, right? Like you just love them so much and you just want to help them however you can. And then what happens, you start to get more and more clients, hopefully. And then you realize like you just can't give everyone that much attention. Now, if you like giving that much attention per client, you just need to charge accordingly. Like if you like that
relationship, then that's great. There are people out there that are willing to pay for that kind of relationship. But what I think is probably happening to you, which is happening, I know, to a lot of people, is you're charging normal esthetician rates, but you're giving them the service of someone who's, you know, spending a lot more money as for that kind of attention and that kind of availability and being on call and things like that. Out of fear, you're doing it because you're afraid. If you don't, your business won't be, you know, doing well. You'll lose clients. You'll lose money, right? So you're like, I just am going to keep doing this. And so then you keep doing it. New clients come on. You're giving them the same amount of attention. And you're like on your phone 24/7 and you're working all the time. I was thinking about this, especially with, like, I had this down with my esthetician business. I figured this out and it was like not a thing for me when I was, you know, had that business in San Diego. But then having an online business where I meet and talk to, everything's online. I don't talk to anyone in person. I found myself also kind of sliding back into this because it's like easy. Like you go on Instagram and like, oh, what does this person ask for, right? And my business coach, the coach that I've been working with for a while now, who I love, Samantha Sifrine, she's a business coach and she's great. And I remember when I first started listening to her podcast and learning about, you know, her and what she does a few years ago, she was talking about how she was like an avid reader and she loved to watch Survivor. Actually, we have a long comment because I love to read. I love to watch Survivor. There's a new episode this week, a new season. It's very exciting. She talked about all these hobbies and she also has like a $1 million business. And I was like, how? And I'm like, oh, she must have really great systems and really great boundaries. That is true, but she's also not working crazy amounts of hours. She knows how to work when she's supposed to work. And I do too. That's a skill that I learned. And I like had to kind of refocus my attention and energy on like client time versus non-client time and really like honoring the two. So there's a couple things that I want to talk about for you if this is something that you find yourself in. Also, I keep looking at my notebooks. There's a statistic that my dad is a beekeeper. He's become a beekeeper the last few years. He's very cute. He has like 5 hives. He lives on like this property with a bunch of plants, and he like his bees are very important to him. He's always checking on them and helping them, and all this. It's very sweet. And he told me this, and I had to look up the statistic to make sure I had it right. But in the summertime, honeybees live 15 to 38 days on average. And in the wintertime, they live 150 to 200 days. Because in summertime, that's when everything is bloom, it's everything's hot. So they're out working literally 24/7. They're always working. And so then they don't live because they cannot survive working that much. And the winter bees, they just kind of live off of the honey that the summer bees made until spring can kind of come around and they can start getting honey. Like today, it's a really rainy day. Like those honey bees are in the hive today. They're not out working. Today's they're resting. Yesterday it was like really windy. The bees don't go out when it's really windy. So they're resting a lot. So they live a lot longer. So it's the same thing for your business. Like you can either be a honeybee in the summertime or a honeybee in the wintertime. One's going to run out before the other. And I know there's a season for there's seasons for work and there's seasons for rest. Like that's another day, another topic. But I just wanted to think about that. Are you being a honeybee right now? Like a summer honeybee or a winter honeybee? Okay, so let's get into some strategies if you find yourself working all the time. So the first strategy that I want to bring up that I talk about all the time on this podcast, all the time on my Instagram, is boundaries. I know, you knew it was coming. If you are working all the time, if I had to guess, you do not have boundaries with your clients. Probably because you set them up that way. They didn't come in with that kind of expectation, but you fed it by responding, by telling them they can text you anytime. I don't know anyone I can text anytime except for my husband. But even then I'm like, oh, it's like if he's on a trip, I'm like, he's sleeping. I'm not gonna text him and accidentally potentially wake him up. Like that's just not a thing. Maybe it is like maybe when I was younger, I would have disagreed with you when sleep wasn't like a rare commodity and something that like I was like dying to do every day. Like I cannot wait to go to bed. Maybe like from a teenage perspective until like 30, that may have been the case for me. But, and I know that your clients do this. I know they text at like 10 p.m. or 1 a.m. or some crazy amounts of time. But you have to tell them that you will only respond during business hours and encourage them to text during business hours. That's why I want my clients to always email me, because they can email me at 1 a.m. I'm not going to check it until Monday at 9 a.m. Like that's when they get a response from me. And then there's no, I don't wake up to notification on my phone of like, what? Who just texted me at 1 a.m.? Even if my phone's on do not disturb, right? So you have to have those boundaries with your clients. You have to set them and explain to them when and how they can contact you and what that looks like, and then what, how long they should expect to hear back from you. And then you also need to follow through with that. Other than that, the whole thing doesn't matter, right? Like you have to be consistent and with every client. Because if one client who you love, you're always responding to because you just love them, and they refer a friend to you, and that friend, you're like, you like them, but they're not like your buddy. And then they don't get the response as much. That's not great. So you really need to be consistent with your boundaries. The second strategy that I have for you to stop working all the time is to treat your business like an actual job and choose the hours that you're working and only work those hours. So if you are in the treatment room on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, let's just say those are the days, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., that is when you're going to schedule all of your work stuff. You're going to do all of it during that time. You're going to do your bookkeeping. You're going to schedule it in there. You're going to do your social media. You're going to do like any kind of post that you want to create. You're going to do any kind of admin, deep cleaning, things that you want to do. You're going to schedule it into your calendar and do it. We're not just going to like do it randomly, random times as you fit things in. I know that's how probably everyone who's listening to this podcast runs their business, but it does not work. And I want you to be really intentional with your time. It's okay if maybe you're doing admin work at home, but that needs to be focused and like, I'm doing these two things for this 1 hour and that's it. And when I'm done, I'm done. I'm not going to like go down the rabbit hole of all the other things that I could do. You want to be really specific about what the hours that you're working and work during those hours. So if let's say like, you know, a Tuesday, you work Tuesday and you have a big gap in your schedule, that's when you need to be doing all of your work stuff. Like don't sit on your phone or like just chill out unless you really need a break, but like, don't just like waste that time. Really have everything ready to go. Have everything that you can do during that time. Because then you like, maybe you're not working during that gap, but you're also not off. You're not like home reading a book or cooking or watching your favorite TV show or going on a walk or hanging out with your partner or your buddy or like hanging out with your dog or doing anything that's like totally not work related. You're trying to like you're not really working, but you're not really not working. So you're like, maybe you're just scrolling Instagram and just like panicking that you're not posting enough and that no one's like coming in and like leave all these openings. And like, that's not really like, your brain is like spiraling and like panicking, but you're not making money from that. You're not actually like getting anything done in your business or like admin stuff that needs to be done. So you're like just wasting time. You're just wasting time. So then that brings us to the third thing. This is something I talk to my clients at in detail that have a hard time with this. It's something that I've worked with people on for a while now. And I feel like the way I teach it is really manageable. But you need to have your admin downtime tasks specified and ready to go every single week. So you know, either if you get last minute cancellations, you know what you can work on during that time, or you just know that you have these gaps in your schedule this week and you're planning this, these tasks. Now, if you are at the point in your business where you never have gaps in your schedule, or you rarely do, and you don't have you're working when you're working, then you need to schedule time outside of those hours, but at work time, to get these things done every single week and be really specific about what you're going to do during that time. I would once in a while at BLH Beauty in San Diego get a cancellation that I didn't fill because it was last minute or something. But I almost always would just hit the ground running. I knew exactly what I was going to do during that hour or whatever, because I had my things that I was working on that week spelled out. I knew exactly what I needed to do that week. And so I would just be maybe I had admin plan time for the next day. Oh, I'm just going to do that right now. I'm just sitting here. I have nothing else to do. Spend an hour doing that or 45 minutes. And then that's done. And then that admin time that I have scheduled for tomorrow to get this done, I can do whatever I want. I can stay home longer. I can, whatever. I can do whatever I want with that time. I just got that time back. But I was very intentional going into every week of what I need to do during the time that I have. It's the same thing I do in this business now too, especially having childcare. And if I don't have childcare, I really can't get a lot of work done because my child is very full of life and needs lots of attention and is very loud. And so I really have to be aware of that. And so for instance, today's podcast, I'm recording it, she's at school. I can edit it when she's having her quiet time. She's loud. She's yelling in her room and playing and singing and just having a great old time. But I can't record while she's doing that because it would just be, you just be hearing a very passionate yet off key version of Let It Go. And that would be really distracting for both of us. But I can edit the podcast while she's singing because I can have headphones in and she's fine, right? She's not crying or anything. So I'd be really strategic about how I do things, knowing that I don't have that much time. But to be honest with you, I did this before I had a daughter, before I had more constraints on my time. I just treated my business. I was very specific about my work time and working during my work time so I could really enjoy my break. Because if you aren't getting the things you need to get done for your business every week, that, ordering more supplies, looking at your books, your numbers, make sure you're paying bills, making sure that you, I needed to always have quarters for the laundry at my, where I work. There was a laundry machine, you could pay with quarters. So I had to make sure I always had quarters and all of these little things, right, that you need to do for your business. If you don't have that all planned out, when it's going to be, your brain is just constantly spinning with I have to do this, 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 I have to, and your brain's just exhausted by it. It's exhausting because the to-do list is just never ends. And then you also feel you never get anything done. And then you're also thinking about bookings and getting more people in and making more money. So your brain is just spinning all the time versus having boundaries with your clients so they are contained, essentially. I teach a whole concept about a container. If you know, you know. And then you have your work time that you are working and doing very specific things. Doing those things, it's simple, but it's not easy. But once you do it, once you master it, it's game-changing for your business. And not to say ideas for my business don't come up when I think about my clients when I'm not working, but I just have a notes app, on my phone, and I just will jot it down. I want to get back to so-and-so about something that I was thinking about. Or I have an idea for a reel or a podcast. I just put it right in there. Come back to it later. I don't have to go sit down and record that podcast or make that reel right there or message that client right then. This is my off time. And I can promise you, when you aren't working all the time, you will love your business so much more. You'll show up differently to your clients because you're not going to be exhausted. And you're going to make more money. That for sure is a guarantee. Okay, that is it for today. I hope this was a helpful episode for you. I will be back next week. Same time, same place. I hope you heard this okay, if the audio was okay. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now.
Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helps my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.